Welcome to the Fearless Podcast. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. This is episode 19.
19.
Don't feed the trolls.
There you go.
So what we're going to be talking today is about social media interaction and how that is being manipulated and controlled. And we've all seen the different articles about these, you know, all the different social media platforms working with various alphabet agencies and divulging information and accumulating information and databases and cross-references and metadata and all these different things. And then in light of some different shows we have done, like The Missing Kids in Maui,
yeah,
and other shows like Every Time We Talk About Chemtrails, all these different triggering events, you know, when you talk about stuff like 9/11, and now in light, and when you talk about Ukraine, Russia, proxy UN and all that stuff. And now we have this new skirmish that is apparently World War III. And I really hope that us as a country can agree that the killing of harmless people, regardless whatever side of what line they live on,
is who they are,
terrible and bad, and any civilians that aren't transnational mega corporation CEOs, that aren't bankers for this, you know, banking cartel, that aren't some puppet regimist that used to be a stand-up comedian and, you know, danced around naked and different things before he became a Mensa and a world leader that just needed to bum a couple billion or whatever. You know, we need to stop being manipulated and controlled. And before we make any decisions on things, we have to determine what is reality, what is truth, is this real information, is this a psychological operation? Is this COINTELPRO? Like, what is this? What am I looking at? And then this way, you know, when they flash on the tweeter and you get all of this information and feedback and pictures and people that are supposedly dead, and then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 days later, they're not dead. And the fact that this video goes viral and is seen millions and millions of times and gets everybody upset and hot and bothered and is literally going to suck the world into war. We have to be cognizant of these things. We have to know who, what, when, where, how, and why. You know, that's the way we used to do things. We have to be level-headed. We can't be over-emotional or over-reactionary. And, you know, this topic has come up several times. And James Corbett from the Corbett Report recently, I think recently as of yesterday, released a video on this, and I want to highly encourage you to check that out. I'm actually going to reference one of the resources he mentioned that it was very enlightening and very and the really cool thing about this is I'll put it up on the screen here. Now, this is brought to us by Cryptome at way of the Wayback Machine here, and I'll pull this up. This is very interesting because this was written July 12th of 2012. Okay, so for those of you that's 11 years ago, y'all. So according to my best math, I did go to the government school.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm doing the best I can.
Mm.
But this is very interesting. And so much of this is relevant because this psychological operation we talked about, William Casey and what he said in 1981 about the disinformation program, the CIA will know that the disinformation program is in full effect when American citizens, everything that American citizens believe is a lie. He said that's how they will know that their disinfo program is working. And everything that comes from the powers that shouldn't be and the district of criminals. And it's just very pertinent in light of this new current thing that kind of fell out of the sky. You know, Hamas attacked Israel and the Iron Dome thing magically failed,
Didn't work.
It's the most cutting edge and all of their intelligence agencies somehow failed. And then all this stuff happened and it, and you have guys on
able to like paraglide.
Yeah, you have guys on hand gliders. It's such a joke.
Like,
it's a really bad, it's a really bad Die Hard remake, and it's absolutely terrible. And the fact that everybody wants to get all foaming at the mouth and frothy and freaking out and wants to blow up the world, and they want to turn Palestine into, you know, a gigantic crispy silicon chip. They just want to, you know, go scorched earth. And
yeah,
it's just, it's absolute, it's proof that this manipulation is taking place. And I thought this was an excellent reference point. And as you, as we go through this, we're going to touch on this. We're going to go through this article, and then I'm going to reintroduce something that we talked about quite a while ago, signature reduction agents, which is all part and parcel of all this. But this opens with point one, co-Intel Pro, techniques for dilution, misdirection, and control of an internet forum. And so you can just take out the word forum and put in any kind of internet social media, and you will see. And then once you are aware of these tactics and techniques, you'll continue to see them over and over and over again in your social media interactions, whether you're on the Twitter, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're down in the comments section, whether you're on one of these alternative media platforms, like for example, this is what I bring up about like Odyssey and Gab, is like everything is the Jews and it's all the Jews' fault.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, you know, it's obviously a limited hangout, and it's obviously, it's all part of what we're going to talk about. COINTELPRO, there are several techniques for the control and manipulation of an internet forum, no matter what or who is on it. We will go over each technique and demonstrate that only a minimal number of operatives can be used to eventually and effectively gain control of an uncontrolled forum. So like I said, this can be a forum. This can be the comments section of a YouTube video. This can be an alternative news platform. This can be a Reddit. But yep, you will see this over and over again.
It happens like every day on our YouTube channel.
Every day.
Every day.
We've been experiencing it for 6 years.
I mean, a great example was the Maui example. This lady or bot pretty much got on there and was like, oh, all the kids are safe. You know, the white hats, the white hats. And then we talked to a lady that's actually been over there, and she's like, yeah, they were all burnt up.
And then what I was, me and her got to talk, and she was explaining, yeah, you wouldn't believe these comments, you know, and she's new to YouTube and she has a newer YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, the other thing you have to keep in mind with your comments is that a lot of these comments aren't even real people. And so there are bots working. And then there's a whole, and that's when I told her about, you should look into signature reduction, because there's 60,000 people that are paid to do this with multiple aliases. And, And that's just one faction that is signature reduction that we know about.
That we know about.
That's
not
all the ones that we don't know about. That's not all the ones that are on the all the other alphabet agency payrolls with VPNs. Well,
and with AI nowadays, I mean, it's very easy for them to have several programs that instantaneously can do that in a matter of seconds. So
this first technique, and this was more acquainted and more applied to like forums with like message boards, where you could bump a message back to the top to cover up more current and relevant information. It's called forum sliding, where you would go down in the forum and you could hit a bump and push that an older topic back to the top with some irrelevant information. If a very sensitive posting
that was before my day.
Yeah. That was before Matt's not aware of the forums and all that stuff.
Nope.
That's basically how the internet started in the late '90s. Well, 94, and then forums started coming out.
That sounds like kind of awesome because
all pre-Facebook.
You could just like, you would be on the top, but then I guess as soon as a new post would come up, but then also people take advantage of it, like they're saying here, mm-hmm. which is pretty crazy.
If a very sensitive posting of a critical nature has been posted on a forum, it can quickly, it can be quickly removed from the public view by forum sliding. In this technique, a number of unrelated posts are quietly repositioned on the forum and allowed to age. Each of these misdirectional forum postings can then be called up at will to trigger a forum slide. So you just casually post
pop.
Other posts prior, you know, you kind of set it up, and these are what these agents, and even I personally know a guy, I personally know an individual. Well, I indirectly know him through another person that absolutely has met this guy. And this guy is an internet troll, and he has hundreds of Google accounts. And really? He will, I know for a fact, and I've seen him do this in YouTube videos with multiple accounts, and he'll troll himself. He's ultimately trolling the person that is posting the video. And I've watched it happen. And I know of an individual that actually does it.
Well,
so this is very real.
That's what happened with Pure Living for Life too.
Right.
This year.
Yeah. Same exact thing. It's the exact same thing.
It was like 8 trolls, but, or more, 20 or 30
maybe
of them.
One guy.
And then they found out that it was just one guy.
Yep. And that's exactly. Yeah. That's a great.
They thought it was a group of people against them, but it was only one lunatic. So. Crazy. So this
technique number two is consensus cracking. A second highly effective technique. Is consensus cracking. To develop a consensus crack, the following technique is used. Under the guise of a fake account, this is what we were just talking about, a posting is made which looks legitimate and is towards the truth is made, but the critical point is that it is a very weak premise without substantive proof to back the posting. Once this is done, then under alternative fake accounts, a very strong position in your favor is slowly introduced over the life of the posting. It is imperative that both sides are initially presented. So the uninformed reader cannot determine which side is the truth. As postings and replies are made, the stronger evidence or disinformation in your favor is slowly seeded in. Thus, the uninformed reader will most likely develop the same position as you. And if their position is against you, their opposition to your posting will be most likely dropped. However, in some cases where the forum members are highly educated and can counter your disinformation with real facts and linked postings, you can then abort the consensus cracking by initiating a forum slide. So you can double stack these methods. But I have personally seen this done, and I've watched people do it, and this absolutely happens. And that's just from some like sociopathic normie person that's not even on the federal payroll, or not that I'm aware of that he's on the federal payroll, but he certainly seems like he's been trained in this type of COINTELPRO activity. Topic dilution is not only effective in forum sliding, it is also very useful in keeping the forum readers on unrelated and non-productive issues. Now that consensus cracking, you'll see that very often with all these subjects, just like the Maui children.
Yeah.
Like we had people coming on and making foundless claims and using ad hominem attacking and calling people names and different things with no. So I'm like, okay, what are you saying? You're saying that she's misled. You're saying she's delusional about what, like where are the wrong facts? What are we getting wrong here? You know, educate us, provide us with the facts of where you think this is wrong. And then we can address that rather than just ad hominem and these vague references to nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it ends up being very nothing, you know?
Yeah. And it happens a lot also that now listening to that, It happens all the time. We get comments in the comment section, or we'll get comments on a live stream, and we'll be talking about a specific topic or subject, and then they'll comment something totally randomly, and they're like, and we're like, I'm trying to mentally figure out how in the world, why are you commenting something so random? It's like, oh, I love chickens, when we're talking about kids in Maui or whatever, you know? And it's just like,
another great example is somebody's like, you don't think kids get abducted and trafficked? I'm like, no, of course they do. We talk about that all the time. It's a very important topic that needs to be discussed. But just because kids do get abducted, children do get trafficked during the Super Bowl, y'all. I mean, like, it's not even done. It's not, I mean, kids get abducted and trafficked like everywhere, every day without some cataclysmic event.
Yep.
Will people take advantage of these cataclysmic events?
Of course.
And these government generated crises to do these things? Of course. But when you're pointing out the facts about a certain thing with evidence of people that have actually been there and been able to talk to those that are affected and get their feedback and then say, you know, it's a complete misdirection. You know, it's like, oh, so you don't think kids are getting abducted? Well, no, of course, you know? And yeah, I'm going to send you a link of a video that talks about kids getting abducted. You know, and it's just so, but that's the level.
Yeah.
A lot of this is from the Prussian education system, right? All of this is obviously pre-social media, but it's the level that we've been taught to think or to not think. You know, there's no type of ration. There's no type of reason. There's no type of interaction. It's just like screech. It's just like, but my hair's pink, my hair's blue, and you assign me the wrong gender or whatever. And that same exact process goes for the right and the left of this whole Hegelian dialectic. Technique three, topic dilution is not only effective, it is also very useful in keeping readers or unrelated and non-productive issues. This is critical and useful technique to cause a resource burn by implementing continual and non-related postings that distract and disrupt trolling the forum readers. Yeah. They are more effectively stopped from anything of any real productivity. Mm. And we see this all the time. When we'll post a video to provide some information and then some trumpet of Yahweh or whatever, he'll post some like five page War and Peace thing with about 40 BitChute links that will talk about anything, everything, and nothing that is associated with anything that we talk about. It's all just vaguely. And I'm just like, wow. What is going on? And so that's topic dilution. You'll watch it. Once I tell you these techniques, you'll just watch them, especially if you're actually using and managing a social media platform where you get a ton of interaction. You will just see this every time. Information collection. Information collection is also a very effective method to determine the psychological level of the forum members and to gather intelligence that can be used against them. In this technique, in a light and positive environment, a show you mine, so show me yours posting is initiated. You know, and you see this all the time on Facebook and whatever, like, you know, where people are posting their firearms. I mean, how dumb is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to register your firearms. I don't believe that firearms, you know, they are a God-given right.
Yeah.
We have the right to self-defense. We have the right to defend ourselves against tyranny and tyrannical dictatorships and all these things. But why in the world, you know, and some people just think at such a low level, they're just like, you think yours is cool? Check mine out. You know what I mean? And you get, all it is an information grab. And they'll do it with a lot of different things, not just
fill in the blank.
Guns. Yeah, yeah. Fill in the blank of any type of sensitive information that you wouldn't or shouldn't readily share. And this is all part of that information collection. Yeah. And it is done nefariously. You know, it's rather.
I was actually watching this video on YouTube and I guess it's a popular thing, which I didn't know, but on like Instagram and Facebook, when people get their new car, they'll take a photo of their keys. And they were able to just get a really basic program and scan the keys
and 3D
print. And 3D print it, and then boom, start the car up.
Yeah.
And unlock the door or whatever.
Yeah.
Even off of like kind of fuzzy, blurry photos too, they still can get that.
Yeah. And if you want to be stupid all your information online, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Well, I mean, it's like the people that are on TikTok, it's like, why are you on there? It's just, it's dumb.
Technique number 5, anger trolling. Statistically, there is always a percentage of the forum posters who are more inclined to violence. In order to determine who these individuals are, it is a requirement to present an image to the forum to deliberately incite a strong physiological reaction. From this, the most violent in the group can be effectively singled out for reverse IP location and possibly local enforcement tracking. To accomplish this, only requires posting a link to a video depicting a local police officer massively abusing his power against a very innocent individual. Statistically, of the million or so police officers in America, there is always one or two being caught abusing their power, and the taping of the activity can then be used for intelligence gathering purposes without the requirement to stage a fake abuse video. This method is extremely effective, and the more abusive the video can be made to look. Sometimes it is useful to lead the forum by replying to your own posting with your own statement of violent intent and that you don't care what the authorities think. We get this so often. Whenever we point out any kind of governmental overreach, tyrannical, just abuse of power, you will hear people make the dumbest statements in print. And I'm thoroughly convinced, and see, this is what we're going to get into with signature reduction. I'm thoroughly convinced, is there literally one or two people out of 330 million that would do that? Yes.
Yes.
Could there be more than that? Maybe.
Possibly.
Are they on my video? Probably not. Okay. And that's not because I'm smart or anything, but
no,
I believe that most of that anger trolling are definitely bots and are definitely signature reduction. And these techniques, they were exposed here in 2012 and they were codified and exposed. These techniques have been, refined. They've had an additional 10 years prior to the 100 years that they took to refine all these things. And these tactics and techniques continue to be refined and improved and more convincing. And now, now we have a video of a Jewish tattoo artist, right? And she was raped and killed and her legs were broken and she was in the back of some type of ATV or Jeep. And we knew it was her because she had tattoos on her shins and it matched this girl, even though she had dreadlocks. The body in the vehicle had dreadlocks. This girl did not have dreadlocks. And so this video went viral to millions and millions and millions of views on Twitter. And I mean, just repost with all this anger trolling that accompanied it. This is why we got to blow them off the map. This is why these people are barbaric. They're animals. They need to be exterminated. All this look, nobody. Oh, that's political rhetoric. That's left, right paradigm nonsense. Our position, we are exclusively against war, period. I can't even, World War I was a setup. World War II was a setup. Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, all of them. They're all bankers' wars.
Yep.
Innocent people die. Trillions of dollars get taken from the working man and put and padded in the bankers. They pad bankers, pad Wall Street.
Yeah.
Pad all these technocrats, pad their pockets. It's wealth distribution. It's wealth transfer to the top 2%. So, and it's always the same, and it's the same thing. And this is absolutely no different. None of this thing about any of this thing passes the smell test. And what's even more interesting is that just prior to the Saturday of this whole thing popping off, supposedly Elon Musk was going to sue the Anti-Defamation League, but they conveniently got to bet together. They conveniently had a meeting and they worked it all out. And the ADL is now advertising on Twitter and everything's great. And it was right before this whole thing popped off. And now there's all this, everything is anti-Semitism. And if you don't agree with like eradicating men, women, and children, then, you know, you're anti-Semitic. And it's just, it's so foolish. It's so myopic. It's so overblown and hyperbolic. There's just no...
Because the whole entire thing could have been stopped very easily.
You know, it's incredibly complex. So I don't want to pretend like it could have been stopped easily. You know, when your government betrays you and allows something to happen to the citizenry for the sole purpose.
Because they had the tech to stop at least the rockets.
Yeah. Or at least the hand gliders, the parasailers. I mean, come on, man. It's a really big, and I know that the writers went on strike in Hollywood and whatever, and they took some time off, and supposedly AI can do all this cool stuff, but they either need to get a better AI working on some of these tail wag the dogs scripts or something. Like, they need to get better, more talented people. Maybe I don't know if a Michael Aquino's alive still or not, you know. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. And the people that want to just jump on this like anger war train and beat the drum and let's just spray billions of more dollars all over the place, and the casualties will be men, women, and children of both sides, and we are against the killing of innocent people, regardless of whose side it's on. And that, and those people, none of those people voted for that. Okay. Yeah. And all of those people on both sides are being manipulated.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you don't think that, like, 9/11, you know, there was 19 hijackers and they all died on the planes and there was no, you know, I mean, we've already seen this stuff. It's been unearthed. It's been unmasked. It's been presented. And when they do it again, and it's the same usual suspects, and Bibi Netanyahu, who was so excited when the World Trade Center blew up, he was so excited about that. And now, what are the odds that this guy is in place? It's just, you know, this speaks to this stuff. And what we'll do is we'll post this article in the notes for your reference, because there is 25 rules of disinformation. Okay. And it just goes right down into this straw man, rumor mongers, sidetracking, hit and run, question the motives, invoke authority, play dumb.
I think these are really good to read through. And I listen personally to the Corbett Report's video on it, and it was really, really good. And I think these are just really good street smarts for the internet, so you can identify when it's happening and not get sucked into the trap when they say something like that and be like, hold up, that's not a real person saying that. They're trying to get information, personal information from me, out of me, and to them, to feed the whole system and their game that they're playing, you know? So,
yeah. So what we're going to do is we'll drop this in the show notes. This is just a great artifact for everyone to peruse. It's excellent. And once you read it and you see it, you will then experience it.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, wow. Yeah. Look, there it is. And so it's very powerful, but I want to get right back into this. Next, so this is a Newsweek article from 2021, and I don't know if this was updated on May 17th to 21 or if it was originally published, because now with these virtual articles, when they update them, they'll change the date at the top. So exclusive inside the military secret undercover army. Now you're going to see the overlap on this and how this corresponds and relates to what we just talked about. The largest undercover force the world has ever known is the one created by the Pentagram.
Pentagram.
Over the past decade. So the Pentagram started this a decade ago, y'all, 2021. So circa 2011, the Pentagram started this a decade ago. Some 60,000 people now belong to the secret army, many working under masked identities and in low profile, all part of a broad program called Signature Reduction. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic, and foreign assignments. Oh, sounds like it's completely unconstitutional, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover.
Oh, good.
In real life and online. In real life and online. Oh, yeah, but you should see all the comments. Oh, really? Huh. I wonder who's making these comments. Sometimes hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them household name companies. The unprecedented shift has placed an ever greater number of soldiers, civilians, and contractors working under false identities, partly as a natural result in the growth of secret special forces. Oh, that's a natural lie. But also as an intentional response to the challenges of traveling and operating in an increasingly transparent world. The explosion of Pentagon cyber warfare, moreover, has led to thousands of spies who carry out their day-to-day work in various made-up personas, the very type of nefarious operations the United States decries when Russian and Chinese spies do the same. If only our soundboard was working.
I know. Great. I know.
Thanks, Matt. Newsweek's exclusive report on this secret world is the result of a two-year investigation involving the examination of over 600 resumes and 1,000 job postings, dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests, and scores of interviews with participants and defense decision makers. What emerges is a window into not just a little known sector of the American military, a little known sector, but also a completely unregulated practice. So for everyone that cries for more regulation and more oversight, here we have the largest Pentagram operation of 60,000 people that's clandestine on both domestic and overseas with zero oversight. There's so much oversight that nobody knows that it even exists. And it has hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of funding that we know about. And then there's all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of funding that we don't know about.
Yeah.
No one knows the program's total size. And the explosion of signature reduction has never been examined for its impact on military policies and culture. Congress has never held a hearing on the subject. And yet the military developing this gigantic clandestine force challenges U.S. laws, the Geneva Conventions, the Code of Military Conduct, and basic accountability. I would like to add basic morality and humanity. Signature reduction effort engages some 130 private companies. So this is capitalism. This is public-private partnership. This is corporate fascism, right? 130 private companies to administer the new clandestine world. Dozens of little-known and secret government organizations support the program, doling out classified contracts and overseeing publicly unacknowledged operations. Altogether, these companies pull in over $900 million. So these 130 private companies – pulling over 900 million. So that is a portion of Signature Reduction's budget, a portion.
Yes, correct.
To service the clandestine force, doing everything from creating false documentation and paying the bills and taxes of individuals operating under assumed names, to manufacturing disguises and other devices to thwart detection and identification, to build invisible devices to photograph and listen in on activity in the most remote corners of the Middle East and Africa. Oh yeah, and your next door neighbor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't get confused when we talk about the Middle East and Africa, because they are doing, have all the same tech to listen to your neighbor next door.
Okay? Yes. And now with all the crazy Wi-Fi being able to see everything you do too. I mean, that just adds an extra layer on an top extra of layer all this
to the spook. Special operation forces constitute over half the entire Signature Reduction Force, the shadow warriors who pursue terrorists. We're going to keep talking about terrorists, y'all. And now we got new terrorists. So we got new boogeyman, you know, even though the Hamas was set up and established and funded by the government, just like the Al-Qaeda, right? Just like the database, just like fill in any terrorist organization. They're all government-led, Iran-Contra, Sandinistas, every single time. It's just, you know, and for the general population to knee-jerk and overreact and get inflamed and go crazy and scream scorched earth. It's just, you know, and how interesting is it with this current event, how the Dems and the Republitards are so like, yeah. And, you know, we have
blow them up.
We have 65 districts of criminals, you know, Congress critters. We have 65 Congress critters that have dual citizenship.
That's a good one.
In Israel, which should be unconstitutional, right? Because where is their allegiance, right? And they're all Democrats, right? And so anybody that's trying to pretend like Barack Obama and Ilhan Omar and Joe Biden and all this stuff, the Democrats are down with this thing, dude. They're down with it. They're funding it. And they're going to send your kids to bleed for this thing. And yeah. And I say no.
But my military eye, though, you know,
and, but my red, white and blue and
gotta send
psychological
little Sally off to the army. You
gotta
know?
Send Sally Steamfitter over there. She's got to be on the front line. So there's, you know, she can
be first blood.
Wow. The newest and fastest growing group is the clandestine army that never leaves their keyboards. There's a clandestine army, y'all, that never leaves their keyboards. And we're not talking about Tommy in his grandmom's basement that's playing whatever the next Wolfenstein
who knows
5D with Donald Trump or whatever. I don't even know, y'all. I don't play games. I'm a man.
I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea what's popular right now. But it sounds like a very, like, they can be very plump.
These are the cutting edge cyber fighters and intelligence collectors who assume false personas online, employing non-attribution and misattribution techniques to hide the who and the where of their online presence while they search for high value targets and collect what is called publicly accessible information, or even engage in campaigns to influence and manipulate social media. I want to reference y'all to Cambridge Analytica. And if you look at their resume, they will tell you with proud verbose how they have manipulated democratic elections around the world. Dare I say, maybe in America as well.
Ooh.
Cambridge Analytica. And they're manipulating, and it's all a social, it's all a social experiment.
It really is.
The newest and fastest growing group are keyboard warriors assigned to influence and manipulate social media. Hundreds work in and for the No Such Agency, But over the past 5 years, every military intelligence and special operations unit has developed some kind of web operation cell that both collects intelligence and tends to the operational security of its very activities. And then there's signature reduction. So NSA is doing this, CIA, Homeland Security, right? IRS, they're all doing this. But then in addition to that is signature reduction. In the electronic era, a major task of signature reduction is keeping all of the organizations and people, even the automobiles and aircraft involved in the clandestine operations, masked. This protective effort entails everything from scrubbing the internet of telltale signs of true identities to planning false information to protect missions and people. As standard unforgettable and identification and biometrics have become worldwide norms, the signature reduction industry also works to figure out ways of spoofing and defeating everything from fingerprinting and facial recognition at border crossings to ensuring that undercover operatives can enter and operate in the United States. Manipulating official records to ensure that false identities match up. That's the other thing that I want to point out when these politicians get busted for stuff. It's because somebody higher up the food chain wants them to be busted. Because honestly, if they wanted to, they have enough connections and they are not dumb people, even though, you know, they do that so that they, it's plausible deniability. Well, we're just incompetent bureaucrats. We're we're retards and all this stuff.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And you are millionaires. And yeah, you're welcome. Just as biometrics and real ID are the enemies of clandestine work, so too is the digital exhaust of online life. One major concern of counterterrorism work in the ISIS age. Oh yeah, I forgot about that boogeyman, ISIS. Wonder when they're going to trot them out. I'm sure ISIS and Hamas are going to unite. So you won't have to hold your breath very long if you're looking for that one. Is that military families are also vulnerable. Oh, also in light of current events, you know, now they're talking about Iran. Okay, so I want you to do a Google. You can Google this on YouTube. Wesley Clark, Seven Nations War, right? And this is from...
You mean search it on YouTube?
Yeah, you can search it on YouTube or on Google.
Oh, really?
Even this video exists of Wesley Clark, and he talks about right after 9/11, he got this memo from all the way up the food chain that he was like, why are we going into Iraq and Afghanistan? You know, what's that got to do with all this stuff? And they were like, oh, no, we're going to go after these seven countries in a row. Boom, 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 boom. And guess who the next country is on the list, y'all? It's Iran, y'all. Guess who we're currently pointing our finger at? Iran. Yeah, but Joe Biden, he funded it. Dude, they're all in on it, y'all. They're all in on it. This has been the game plan since the Bush crime family and the CIA and all of it. This has been the plan since jump.
Can't even use our Bushism.
This, yeah,
it's terrible.
Totally
ruined the whole stream
deck. You ruined the show.
I'm gonna have to. I'll put it all back.
We're gonna quit tonight and start over. Okay,
because it could have been the fool me once. Oh, shame on me. Oh gosh.
The abundance of online information about individuals, together with some spectacular foreign hacks, has enabled foreign intelligence services to better unmask fake identities of American spies. Signature reduction is thus at the center of not only counterterrorism, but is part of the Pentagon's shift towards a great power competition with Russia, and China. Competition, influences, and disruption below the level of armed conflict, or what the military calls warfare in the gray zone, a space in the peace conflict continuum. And the great thing about the gray zone and the peace conflict continuum is it generates lots and lots of military industrial complex spending that will never go away. And what we will do as well.
Yeah, we can probably move on.
Yeah, we're going to link this article as well. And you can read the rest of this article. And it's very interesting. And yeah, you'll see how it fits hand in glove with the previous article and how all of the clandestine manipulation and all of the social media and all of the online manipulation. And so what I'm saying is, y'all, is you do not know who or what or if anyone is commenting in any comment section. Okay. And who is manipulating that?
Yeah.
And it's very fascinating. And to close out the podcast, I want to hit on some really good news. And for Texans, it's local news.
Awesome.
And I want to encourage, you know, I'm not a big like rock the vote guy or anything. I think on the federal level, it's, you know, it's a selection process and we're not allowed to participate, which is why it's always the two usual suspects.
It's a dog and pony show
from the Bloods and the Crips, you know, and you never get anybody viable and nobody ever keeps their campaign.
You get two different flavors. Nobody locks her
up.
Poop.
Nobody locks her up, y'all. Yeah. And Warp Speed and MAGA jabs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, Texans, vote yes on Prop 1 to protect the right to farm and ranch in Texas.
Let's do it. Where do I sign?
Proposition 1, the right to farm and ranch amendment protects the rights of landowners and lessees to engage in commonly accepted agricultural practices on their own properties. And look for this same proposal within your state. You know, yeah. I know Thomas Massey's working on this Prime Act, and they just had a small victory that's associated with the Prime Act. Proposition 1 preserves Texans' access to safe and affordable food for the future by protecting our producers and our state's agricultural land. On November 7th, 2023, Texans have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to enshrine these protections in the Texas Constitution. Awesome. So, y'all, I'm going to be voting yes to Proposition 1.
Sure.
It is our God-given right to be able to produce healthy food for our families.
Yeah.
And ranchers and farmers, when working in a permaculture, a regenerative agricultural way, can produce abundance to share. That's all part of the process. That's what we try to do here on our homestead.
Yeah.
And with that being said, if you are looking for local beef and pork, keep an eye out. We're going to be opening back up deposits. We're doing a pork delivery on Thursday, and we should be opening back up deposits if you're looking for grass-fed beef or you're looking for homegrown pork.
Yeah.
We have that.
And you can shoot us over an email if you are interested in either beef or pork. And then when it is available, we can just shoot you an email. Yep.
We have several people on the waiting list.
Yep.
You can also get on our mailing list at our site. And this is a value for value proposition. If you do appreciate the type of information we provide you, please go on over to the texasboys.com. Everything's fully in stock there, whether it's unvaccinated organic honey, whether it's coffees, maybe some CBD or Lion's Mane coffee. Check it out. It's all over there. Maybe some cool merch, whatever. And we are getting ready for the Mountain Readiness
Conference. Very excited.
In Hickory, North Carolina, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And some of us Texas boys are going to be there.
Yep.
Lots of awesome people going to be there. We're looking forward to meeting y'all and being there and be there or be square.
There you go.
And any parting thoughts, Matt? Anything else you want to interject?
It's just, you know, just you got to be really careful of the information that you see and hear about on the internet, you know, nowadays. And this really just drives home the point when you see these people that are like, oh, let's gather up our arms and go start a civil war. You know, those people aren't real people. Those are just signature reduction agents or the Fed or whoever,
right.
you know? Yeah. So anyway, I promise the Stream Deck will be working the next time, because this would have been way more hilarious if we had some either Trumpisms or
Bushisms, maybe some Bribenisms,
maybe some, yeah, something like that. But anyway, y'all, I do, however, I'm pretty sure I do have the outro music though. So,
all right, y'all. So remember, stay fearless, my friends.